After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen."
So for those who don't know, it's obviously talking about the final day when all the tribes of the world, all the people of the earth are in the throne room of God, and they're all standing there waving their palm branches. And in that is the ultimate redemption. So I've had redemption on my heart a lot lately, because I'm not a person who ever thought I would see redemption, right? Because of the way that I came up, because of the way that I lived my life, because of the way I did things. I thought I was always meant to be the bottom of the bucket, right? The scum on the bottom of the pond. Has anybody else ever felt that way? Like, that's the way you're supposed to be forever? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a beautiful lie that the enemy has been telling us that is not for us to believe. Let's see. In Colossians 1, 13 and 14, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins." So I want to, what is it? What is redemption? What does that look like for us? What does redemption look like for you?
Freedom.
Freedom. Yeah. And when you say freedom, I'm assuming that you don't mean this token slogan like "America, the land of the free," but an actual spiritual, emotional freedom into something new that is amazing. What else? What else does redemption look like?
Joy.
Joy.
Peace.
Peace.
Love.
Now we're talking about Woodstock.
Yeah.
You know, Woodstock just turned 50 years, right? So I think we got some leftovers.
Looks like it.
No, but those are all beautiful things. Yes, joy, peace, love,
hope,
forgiveness.
Yes, hope, forgiveness.
Acceptance.
When, before you stepped into your life with Jesus, and before you stepped into that place, did you ever really feel, truly feel accepted? Did you ever really feel it true, like you belonged? No. And you really, truly belong here. Every one of you. And every one of you really, truly belong in that throne room with the palm branch in front of everybody. So what else? What else does redemption look like?
Grace.
Grace. That's a huge one. Grace.
Oh, mercy on the other side of grace. Ooh.
Yes.
You gotta have faith, right?
Faith, yeah. Yeah. I was just in the jail the other night, and I was going over the armor of God, and I brought in just like the Bible study on Thursday, for those who weren't here, I have a picture printout that shows you all the different pieces of the armor, And then explains what they're for. And I bring this to him. And one guy goes, why do you do it like this? And I go, because I'm a visual learner. And so if I get somebody that kind of adds back here, like I've done in the past, it kind of makes me want to go to sleep, right? I like to actually be involved in things. So it's kind of why we've gone to this, because I find it more fun and you guys are more involved, which I really love. So more redemption. What is redemption?
I'm playing in my head with the whole notion of redeeming a coupon or something and thinking about how that could be applied to our soul's redemption in the eyes of the Lord.
It gives you a bargain, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
on sale.
It's yeah.
Redemption's yeah, always on sale.
No, but you get something for that.
You redeem your
redemption. Yeah, you receive
coupon for the reward or whatever.
Uh-huh. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a good analogy.
Well, it's an amazing analogy. I want you to listen to this. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Do you ever feel like you were under a sentence of condemnation before you stepped into your life with Christ Jesus? So, no guilt. Redemption is Jesus saying, not guilty because I already paid the price. Redemption is Jesus saying, son, brother, friend. And with Jesus, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Do you guys understand that analogy? Like, as far as the east is from the west, like, what is that, right? Well, if you're going south to north on the planet, eventually you're going to start going south again. South is going to meet north, right? You're going to switch. But if you go east to west,
you just keep going. You go west.
So when it says that it moved our transgressions from us, as far as east from the west, that's huge, man. That's like the total expanse of the known and unknown universe. That's how far away our sins are from us. That's what Jesus does for us. And it's because of that redemption through him. What up? How's that for people?
That's hard.
How is that hard?
Well, to let go of it.
To let go of it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does anybody else struggle with letting go of guilt?
All the time. Well,
what's so exciting about that guilt that makes you want to hold on to it?
It's a human pleasure. It can be a human pleasure. Well, I mean, to get you to the guilt, you're doing something human instead of
right.
Spiritually. I think that. You know,
but to hold on to that guilt.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
We don't think we deserve redemption. Yeah.
And whose lie is that?
Ours.
No.
No.
Satan's
lie. That's Satan's lie. So I've been struggling lately. Like, I've been out of touch from my faith networks for a couple weeks. I've been having an amazing time with my family, right? But right before I go on vacation, I hear one of my brothers gets in a motorcycle accident. And there's nothing I can do, right? And then as I'm down there doing that, you know, we're asleep in the campsite, and then on the last night, all of a sudden you just hear pop, pop, pop. And you know it's the sound of a tree, but it's, you know, it's like right around 11 o'clock, and you know, we're in this campsite, it's full of woods all around us. You hear pop, 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 and then you hear crash, and then you hear all the zippers in the tents and the campsite go crazy, and this giant tree falls over on top of this van onto the bathrooms, about 2 feet away from a tent full of kids. And we're standing there, and everybody's shining their lights on it, and this guy gets out of his van, and he's like, what's going on with everybody? And we're like, a tree just fell on your van. He goes, what do you mean a tree fell on my van? And looks at his van and goes, shit, there's a tree on my van. Okay? That happens, right? And then shortly after that, there's a wedding party down on the beach, down at Cannon Beach, and you hear pop, pop, like really loud booms. My wife and I sit up in bed and we're like, is this an active shooter at the campground? It's scary. When you start to make a contingency plan in a tent where you can't see anything around you, how you're going to escape because of a fear that somebody's coming through the campground with a gun. How do you protect your children? And then you just see six police officers in Philadelphia get shot.
It was like eight, wasn't it?
Six or eight, yeah. No, I mean, they all lived, but still. Get away from your faith community for a little bit and start paying attention to what's happening in the world. You're going to lose sight of what's important and what Jesus is doing in your life. Faith. Is key. Believing in something greater than yourself to pull you through. Jesus. Faith. Relying on your community and those who are around you to help you guide you through your struggles. Faith. The fact that you can trust people again. The fact that you can love people again. And the fact that you can let people in. That, my friends, is redemption. Because when you allow Jesus in to knock down all those walls, to knock all that stuff out of your way and bring forth his love, his freedom, his joy, his peace, his hope, his forgiveness, his acceptance, his grace and mercy in you, that brings you back to faith. And he says, not guilty. So I'm going to pray for us. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this group of people. And thank you for your redemption in us, Lord. Thank you for everything you do for us, seen and unseen. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.